Who hasn't heard of the dog star, Sirius, the most brilliant star in the heavens? Right now, it rises in the east around 10 p.m. and can easily be identified because the famous belt of Orion points down and leftward to it. As the brightest star in the constellation of the Big Dog, Sirius was considered bad news in the Roman Empire, when hitmen sometimes sacrificed dogs when Sirius appeared. The dog star had better press in ancient Egypt. They believed an alliance between the sun and the brightest star caused summer's heat. Even today, we still use the expression dog days to mean sultry weather. In real life, Sirius provides not warmth, but a psychedelic light show as it shines through winter's thick air, producing a kaleidoscope of changing color. We get calls nearly every year from people reporting a UFO that proves to be the madly mutating dog star, caused by the colors of its multi-hued spectrum getting refracted by our atmosphere. When seeing Sirius, we're viewing the combined light of two famous stars. Sirius B is a tiny star only the size of Earth, yet with a mass equal to our sun. This means it's packed to an amazing density. A lollipop made of its material would outweigh a car. Sirius B is thus a white dwarf, a collapsed star. Its surface is much harder than a diamond, and if you landed there, its awesome gravity would freeze all motion. Not one breath could be taken, nor a finger lifted to warn others. Even a beacon pointed upward would turn redder as its light waves, struggling against the gravity, would stretch out and change color. But it's the main star, 10,000 times brighter than its companion, that makes Sirius such a lighthouse. The brightest star in the sky, it's worth a look, anytime, all night long, starting at 10 p.m. these nights. It'll make you a happy puppy. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.